Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir should be a special schus. Rabbi Marani Maratzi Shirchi, Lusus Chayachem, and Fegabas Mikhail Dispasia, and Lusus Dina Bracha Bas Esther Adasa, for Shlem Sochachor Le Israel, and is based on an article in the Hapardes Torah Journal. This is an incredible Torah Journal that unfortunately is no longer published, but there's so many great articles, and today it's accessible on the computer, Baruch Hashem. There's an article from the Rabbi Ralbag, the famous Ralbag family, well-known rabbinic family in American Eretz Yisrael. This is from the 1965. And the topic of the article is Din Kanaim Pogimbo, Chaim Yosef Ralbag, Zechet Tzadik Livracha. It's a rough for something like 70 years at Arichus Yamin. And the Shilta Giborim and the Mordechai Mesechas Yavon, Perkachole to Yavemto. He brings the kash of Avram HaGadol, a Yavama Shenofel Flame Mumer, a Yavama that falls before a Mumer. Shidu Yibum or not. Zelashan Dvar Tema, we boy Chalitza Mimenu. Ki Bamakum Ervu, we canoin Pogimbo. Ki Gam Hanif Elis Larmai, canoin Pogimbo. He says, Dvar Tema, if she requires Chalitza with this Mumer, can't be. Because it's Makom Erebo, Kanaim Pogimbo. Nivellus Laramai, Kanaim Pogimbo. If a woman, a Jewish woman, has beer with a non Jewish man, Kanaim Pogimbo, here also. Kanaim Pogimbo, there's going to be no Yibum, there's no Chalitza. So the Hikshals are going with Moshe Feinstein, the Sifra Egros Moshe, the Laramba, Mem Kanaim Pogimbo, Al-Bapal Anachris. That according to the Rambam, Kanaim Pogimbo is only when a Jewish male has relations with a non-Jewish female. V'lo al Yisraelis v'gi oires v'shifcha mumeres. And not if one has bia with, not if a Jewish woman Kanaim Pogimbo, is that only if one has beer with the Nachris? There's no Kanaim Pogimbo if one has beer with the Israelis. There's no Kanaim Pogimbo if one has beer with the Giyaris. And there's no Kanaim Pogimbo if one has beer with a Shifcha and with a Mumeris. Shita Sarava Ravama Godo, this Shita is Tamua Meld. Menale Dara Chadosh Kazeb below Haya. Where do you have this new chiddush without a raya? That he wants to say that kanaim pogimbo nivelas to a mummer? Where does he get that from? And even with a goy mamish, we don't find Kanaim Pogimbo. Svar, you don't say such a thing. In other words, Rav Avraham HaGadol wants to say that Nevelis L'Armai Kanaim Pogimbo and Nevelis L'Mumer Kanaim Pogimbo. And therefore, if she's not Nevelis L'Fnei Mumer, she's off the hook because it's an Erva, Kanaim Pogimbo. And Rav Moshe doesn't know where he gets this Chiddush from. It's not true. No Kanaim Pogimbo. Even if it's mamish to a goy, certainly not to a mummer. Behavi a goy nan al rayo, er hat gebrengt a raye, sharambam sover, shebal yisraelit vigiyoret, vishivcha mumeret, vein kanayim pogimbo. He brings a raya, that if one has beer with a Jewish woman, and a Gioris, and even a Shivcha Mumeris, en Kanaim Poginbo. In Madhisa Barambam, Behochas Isure Bia, Sha'af Haba Bas Ger Toshav en Kanaim Poginbo. Even if you have Bia with the daughter of a Ger Toshav en Kanaim Poginbo. And he asked the Tamu, that's true. Why does the Rambam have to bring a din by a shifcha and say the reason there's no kanaim poginbo is because me'eis shetavla v'kibla mitzvahs, after she was tovelis and she was mekabelis mitzvahs, she's yatzta mechlal akum. She's no longer in the status of a Gentile. Kevin she'af bevas ger toshav. Who's not chayevis b'mitzvahs ain't kanaim poginbo. So why by a shifcha does he have to come on to the fact that she's chayevis b'mitzvahs? It's only telling whether you're Ovid Avodah Zarah or not Ovid Avodah Zarah. And since a Ger Toshav was Mekabel of Shalalabit Avodah Zarah, and to be Mekayim Hashem Itztavu B'nei Noyach, like a din zeh, Av Sheikah Bo Yisrael Lois Yischatein, and can gam b'shivcha le'etzarech l'tam t'vi l'asar kolos mitzvah. So all you need to say is that they're not Ovid Avodah Zarah, and that's why Bas Ger Toshav is no Kanoim Pogimbo. So, why by a shivcha do you have to come on to the reason of Kabbalah and mitzvahs? Just say she's not an Ovedis of Avodah Zarah. So therefore, if Moshe wanted to be Mechadesh, then maybe it's because of Bas Ger Toshav, it's only when she's Mekayemis mitzvahs and it's Tavu B'nei Noach, but if it's Chazur L'surah, she went back to not being Mekayem the mitzvahs, Vadai Kanaim Pogim. So then we would say Kanaim Pogim, the Hakola Akum, Chayavim B'mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Because all Goyim are Chayav in mitzvahs B'nei Noach. The fact that she's chayeves is not enough. You need a kiyum. If chazra l'sura kanoim pogim ba. Because it's not enough to be chayev in the mitzvahs, you have to have a ki. You have to be mekayim the sheva mitzvahs. By a shivcha, even chazra l'sura, even if she doesn't keep mitzvahs, since she was tovelis and mekabelis mitzvahs, yatzna mechal akum, and in Kanaim Poginbo. Therefore, if he has beer with her, it's cool, there's no Kanaim Poginbo, because she's like Yisraelis Mumeris. In other words, this Shivcha Mumeris is like a Yisraelis Mumeris. She is like a Jewish woman who's a Mumeris, and there's no Kanaim Poginbo. So again, Rav Moshe's Chiddush is that Bas Ger Toshav, the reason there's no Kanaim Poginbo, it's because she's Mekayim the Sheva Mitzvahs. But if she's Chazra L'Sura, there is Kanaim Poginbo. And a Shifra, even if she's Chazra L'Sura, there's no Kanaim Poginbo. Why? Because she was Mekabel Mitzvahs. And Memela, having beer with her, is like having beer with a Shifra Mumeris. And a Shifra Mumeris is fine. So that's his Raya. That's Rav Moshe's Raya. That the Rambam holds that a Shifra Mumeris ain't Kanaim Poginbo. If you were the Israelis, a Gioris, and a Shivcha Mumeris, then you cannot poke them. Because here we're dealing with a Shivcha Mumeris. And one, certainly a Jewish Mumeris. And either way, once she's Chayevis and Mitzvahs, because she's Jewish, or because she's a Shivcha, she was Mekabel Mitzvahs. So the Mumeris doesn't create a Kanaim Pogabo situation. So the Meva, now that we said that, Rav Moshe says, how can this, Rav Reb Avraham HaGadol, how can he say that Nevelis L'Armai Kanaim Poginbo? Ma pitom Nevelis L'Armai Kanaim Poginbo? The only Kanaim Poginbo is with a Goya. But not with a a man who's a mummer, and not even with a woman who's a mummer. And then Rav Moshe proves this from the Rambam. From the fact that the Rambam has to come on to the reason by a shivcha that she's mekabelis mitzvahs, I by Bas Ker Toshav is also not kanaim pogim. The answer is because the Bas Ker Toshav hasn't been chazra l'surah. And therefore, there's no kanayim pogamo because she's still with the program. But if she stops being with the program, there's kanayim pogamo. Even if she's not with the program anymore, we still don't say kanayim pogamo. Because in mumr, there's no kanayim pogamo. Mumr is not an erva. Ad kan chidusho hagadol shel moran hagoyin Rav Moshe zecher tzadik v'kadosh livracha. Whoever Rabbi Ralbag zecher tzadik livracha says differently. V'nirali v'din ger toishav ahavad din nochli shenichnas l'klau mitzvahs misuyamas shal yidei zeh mutter lahanochri hazeh lo yeshiva b'neinu b'eretz Yisrael. A ger toishav has a din of a goy who accepted some mitzvahs, and therefore it's permitted for this goy to live among us in Eretz Yisrael. Like the Rambam writes in Esurei Bia, in Perek Yedalid, Halacha Zayin. Lachin tzorch lekabel olav dino shel ger toishav mipnei shloisha chaveirin. And therefore he has to receive this din of ger toishav in front of three good Jews, accept upon himself the seven mitzvahs and become a ger toishav. Rambam Hilchas Malachim 8:10. Rayin bekesef Mishnah shebezein chachamim cholkin on Rabbi Meir shetzarech lekabel bifnei shloisha chaverim. Rabbi Meir says shloisha chaverim after makal not to be able to rezar. The rabbis who say after makayim shevim makal shevim mitzvahs also agree shloisha chaverim. Rechein posak haRambam azoyat kepaskin to the Rambam she'af haboyel basker toishav ein kanoim pogim bo keboyel aramis. That even if someone's boyal, the daughter of a ger toishav, there's no kanayim pogamo like a boyal aramis, because a bas ger toishav is not a real non-Jew. She's no longer a non-Jew, not Jewish, but not a non-Jew. And even though the Rambam in his Perush HaMishnah Sanhedrin 81b is mashma shaboyal aramis, he sho'evedes avedes zavah. B'cholzois, the Rambam says that if someone's boiled on Aramis, that she's because she's Avedis Avedizara. But still, if he has beer with a Nochris, who's not Avedis Avedizara, but she wasn't Makabal all Sheva Mitzis in front of three Chaverim, she's still unclassified as an Aramis, and Mizogin Kanoim Pogimbo. V'rayel azeh medivrei hakesef mishnah, Ma'acholas Asuros 11:7. Who asked in the Rambam, since the Rambam holds that any nachri is not a verazara, his yain is aser b'hanoeh. His yain is not aser b'hanoeh. Any goy who's not an oilir verazara, his wine is not aser b'hanah. And how does he write a ger toishav in the kabbalah sheva mitzvahs? His yain is aser b'shtia or mutter b'hanah. Mashma that if he was mechaser melekabel achas mehasheva, it's aser. But why is that? Mumigara ger toishav shkibel olav befer sheish mitzvahs v'al zeh b'chlala me'akum kinlan deloy polach akum. If you have a person, a ger toishav who's mekabel on himself six mitzvahs, including avodah zarah, so his wine is not going to be aser b'hana. Shouldn't be. Why? Because the Rambam holds that if you have a goy who we know is an oyved avodah zarah, his wine is an aser. So why then a ger toishav Why then do we say that if a person was makabel upon himself six out of the seven mitzvahs, including avodah zarah, his wine is asur b'hana? Again, the Rambam holds that if you have a goy who we know is not oved avodah zarah, his wine is an asur b'hana. And yet it's mashmeh the Rambam that if somebody was makabel upon himself six out of the seven mitzvahs, including avodah zarah, and his wine is asur b'hana. Only if he was makabel upon himself all seven, his wine is an asur b'hana. If six out of seven, it is asur b'hana. If you have a goy, you know he's not Obi of Lazara, that's enough not to ask his wine b'hanoi. So why then do we say by a goy, by a ger toshev, in Kabbalah 6 out of 7, his wine is aser b'hanoi? That's the case of Mishnah's kasha. So the answer is that we can say, that kan lo yikom ha-rabbeinu sheinu aser b'hanoi, ela b'nochri shu mibnei das, v'lo yipalchi avoy dezora. This is only, the Rambam says that it's not aser b'hanoi, if you have a goy who is a member of a religion that is not idolatrous. He's a member of a nation that is not idolatrous. But if he is a member of an idolatrous nation, like the Ishmaelites, even though he was mekabel upon himself, the Sheva Mitzvahs, in front of three Chaverim, and then he becomes a Ger Toshav Gamor. So when the Rambam says that a goy is not oved avodah zarah, his wine is not asur b'hana because he's from a nation that's not oved avodah zarah. But if his nation is oved avodah zarah, he has to be makabel of all seven. V'hochi diek lishne de rabbeinu shekasev v'chol nachri shein avodah zarah. This is d'mashma dafke b'chai gavne shehu me'uma shemachzik in shein avodah zarah. Says any goy who's not Obi Avodazar, it's mashma dafka in an instance that he is from a nation that we assume are not a nation of idolaters. Then it's Yain, is Asur B'hanoi, even though he wasn't Mekabel upon himself, the Feirush, not to be Avodazar, but if he is from a nation that does serve idols, he has to be Mekabel upon himself, the Sheva Mitzvahs, and if he's missing out on one of them, then it's Asur B'hanoi, because he's still included in his nation, in his people. And according to this, when the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah about Sheshach, Yadana Beit Eloi Polach Avodah Zarah, I know he can send him a gift because I know that he's not Oved Avodah Zarah, meaning I know that he is from a nation that is not Oved Avodah Zarah. So that's not enough not to be Oved Avodah Zarah. You have to be from a nation that's not Oved Avodah Zarah. So here's a proof to what we said before, that as long as somebody is assumed to be an Oved Avodah Zarah, like a Nachris, as long as she's assumed to be an Oved Avodah Zarah, she's included in Aramis for Kanoim Pogimbo, because she hasn't explicitly taken herself out of that category, like we see in the Kesef Mishnah, that if you're a nation of Oved Avodah Zarah, then you're assumed to be an Oved Avodah Zarah unless you explicitly were makabel upon yourself otherwise. And therefore your wine is asur b'hana, unless, so you have to become a ger toshav in order to take yourself out of that category, like the Kesef Mishnah explains. And if you're from a nation that isn't Oved Avodah Zarah, then you're cool. If you're a nation that is Oved Avodah Zarah, you have to officially take yourself out of that category. B'din ba'al shivcha gam kein oisis svara, ena kanayim pogim bo, kevin shekivla l'shem avdus, v'ena oved akum, and that's why this shivcha, you have the same svara. You know why in Kanaim Pogimbo? Because she was makabel l'shem abdus, that she's going to keep mitzvahs and she's not going to be serving akum. She's not going to be serving avodah zarah. And therefore she's not included in the din of Kanaim Pogimbo. So why is Shivcha, is there no Kanaim Pogimbo? Because she took herself out of the category of being an Avedis Avedis Zara by being Mekabel upon herself Shivchos and Mitzvahs. And had the Rav Moshe noted, comment, why does the Rambam have to say b'shivcha? Because meisha tavla b'kibla mitzvahs yatzta mechal akum. He could have asked more. Moshe asked, why do you have to come on to that reason? Just say that she's not Ovedas Avodah Zarah like a Basker Toshav. That was Rav Moshe's kasha. So, Ayayacho Malas Kavoid Goinai, Rav Moshe could have asked better, more than that. The Lama Kosav Rambam Sham Haboa La Shivcha Bafilu Bifaresia, who Bishah Savera Im Kanoim Pogimbo. Kevin Sharamu Kwa Kosav Halacha Dalid. The ball of kus is kanaim pogim bo. The afkin ball of faresiv v'shivu leni asaro yeser v'im ken kam bebala shivcha lo yitzarich leim aldein kanaim pogim bo. Fil v'etz v'shan sever letam. So, the Rambam could have said, the question is, why does the Rambam say that if a person has beer with a shivcha, even b'faresia, im b'shan severa, in kanaim pogim bo, I, the Rambam already said in Halacha Dalid that Boel Kusis, Kanaim Pogimbo, Dafka, if he was Boel Befarhesia, any Asara or more. So why does the Rambam have to say, Baboel Ashivcha, Ein Kanaim Pogimbo, Afila Befarhesia? We already know that. Because it's Mashma, even not only Betzina, not but even Befarhesia, we know Befarhesia. We know that Patsina not. We already learned before that it has to be before Hesia. So why does he say here, even before Hesia? Pashat, that's the only case. There's no Kanaim Pogim but Patsina. Alatam de Aram ma'itzach lichtav kokach b'chazaru b'firush de'en l'shus l'kanoim l'pogin ha'bibal ha'shivcha m'pnei she'behilcha ha'lochus d'aleo kosev Aram m'chum ro'is ha'din. Baal HaShivcha. Ve'al Yavon Zeh Kal Be'necho. Ve'eshem Bo Malkus Min HaTorah. Shkam Zeh Gorev Leben Lasser Me'achareshem. Nimtza Gorem Zeh HaKodesh Deschalel. Render us Tir Metarga Metarga Im Kol Al Be'ilas Eved V'Shivcha B'chal Ve'ya Kodesh Lasse HaKadesha. The reason the Rambam had to write this and emphasize that Ein B'Shus L'Kanaim to be Poigeya, one is Baal HaShivcha, it's because earlier on the Rambam was writing the Chomer, how serious, severe it is to have beer with a Shivcha. It shouldn't be light in your eyes, even though there's no Malchus Min HaTorah. This also causes your child to believe Hashem, and he's Goyrim Zera Kodesh L'Schalel, causes the Holy See to be violated. Onkelus is Metargem, the Chumash, and he includes the Bilas evident Shivcha in Loya Kaddish Loya Sekadesh, it's a lab. And therefore, the Rambam was Muchroch Leharich Ulevaer Bedin Shivcha Shebocholzois Asur Lekanoim Lefgoyabo Afilu Befaresia. In other words, the Rambam had to emphasize. But the Din of Shivcha, after telling us, yeah, it's very, very severe, don't make light of it, even though there's no Malkus. But still, we don't say Kanaim Pogimbo. And even before Hesia, where it's even worse before Hesia. So in other words, after the whole discussion of how serious it is, so you would think, so then it must be Kanaim Pogimbo. The Rambam has to emphasize, no. Not if it's, there's no Kanaim Pogimbo, even if it's before Hesia. Why is that? Because she was Toiveles, and she was Mekabeles Mitzvahs, and therefore Yatzta Mechlal Akum. She immersed herself in the mikveh, she's Mekabel Mitzvahs, so she's no longer a Goya, and that's where there's no Kanaim Pogimbo. But again, the Rambam had to emphasize, even for Hesia, because you would say, here there must be a Kanaim Pogimbo. Because it's such a chamor aveira, maybe even betzina. No. The Rambam says even not before Hesia, because so if she's still Jewish. But let's say She retracts. She goes back to her old ways. Ein chiluk ben ger toishev ben shivcho. Then there's no difference. Just like a ger toishev kanoim pogimbo, so to a shivcho. So this is where Rabbi Ralbag differs from Rav Moshe. Among other things he said, but here's like a big difference. That Chazal Asur of Moshe says there's a difference between a shivcho and a ger toishev. Ger toishev, yes, kanoim pogimbo, shivcho, no. He says, no. Chazal Asur, both of them kanoim pogimbo. Ule shitas. According to Rabbi Avraham HaGadol, even the Israelis Mumeris L'Avodah Zarah, we say Kanaim Pogimbo. Like the Rambam says that a Boyal Aram is Yovedes L'Avodah Zarah. So the point is, you're Boyal Abasel Necher, you're Boyal an idolater person, not you. A person's Boyal an idolater, so there's Kanaim Pogimbo. So who's that include? It includes an idolater, Mumeris, and Avedis Kolchom. It doesn't matter. So that's the Yisrael Advarim. The Yisrael Advarim is where Rav Ram holds, Rav Ram HaGadol. That a Mumeris, we say, Kanaim Pogimbo. Even if she was Jewish before, if she was Jewish, if she was Toivelis L'Shem Shivchus, if she was a Basker Toishav, it doesn't matter. In all of these cases, Kanaim Pogimbo. She's an Avedis Avedis Zara, obviously. As man as that, we don't say this anymore. But in the olden days. And that's why he says there's no yibum. If the potential man's a mummer. If the yavam is a mummer. Out there, Rav Moshe says that it's mashma from Rav Ram HaGadol that Abbas Yisrael would be with a guy. We don't find the din of Kanaim Pogimbo. Seeing that no, there is, because Abbas Yisrael that is be with a guy. Gemara says in Avodah Zarah 36b that Abbas Yisrael. It's Dairaisa because she's going to follow him. It's Mashma the Gemara there that Abbas Yisrael, with a guy, is worse than a Jew with a non Jewish woman. So a Jew with a non Jewish woman is Kanaim Pogimbo. Certainly, a Jewish woman with a non Jewish man is going to be Kanaim Pogimbo because, like the Gemara says, Moshcha Basre, she's going to follow him. So Al Kopanim, we have a few Hasagas here. Moreen of Rabbeinu, Rashki Bahag with Moshe's Zech Tzadik Bebrocha. And it should be Louis Nishmaso, Louis Nishmas Rabbi Rabag. Hopefully we'll be Zocha to learn more of his Torah. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.